Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the MMG Limited third quarter production report. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Jared Esam, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Hello, and welcome to MMG's quarterly production report teleconference. This report and today's discussion cover the operational performance of MMG sites for the third quarter of 2023. Joining us today are MMG Interim CEO, Mr. Li Liangang, and CFO, Mr. Ross Carroll, together with other ExCo members. I'll now hand over to Liangang, who will discuss the highlights in the report before we provide an opportunity to ask questions.
Yeah, thank you, Jared. Good morning to everyone, and welcome to MMG's third quarter production report teleconference. As always, at MMG, our first value is safety. Our total recordable injury frequency for the third quarter is 2.83 per million hours worked. The high number of injuries in the quarter is concerning and is being closely monitored. Each site will continue reporting, investigating, and learning from actual and potential workplace incidents. Let's now turn to our production performance for the third quarter of 2023. We achieved production of approximately 94,000 tons of copper and 59,000 tons of zinc, an increase in both metals compared to the previous quarter. Las Bambas copper production in the third quarter reached 82,000 tons, representing a 1% increase compared to the same period last year. Las Bambas operated at full capacity throughout the quarter, without transport interruptions and with higher throughput and recovery. Throughout the third quarter, transportation along the southern corridor has been stable, assisted by the government's declared state of emergency. Recently, the Peruvian government has announced an extension of the state of emergency for 60 days, until the 12th of December. As a result of stable transportation, Las Bambas has reduced the on-site inventory levels of concentrate. At the end of the second quarter, Las Bambas had approximately 60,000 tons of copper metal in on-site inventory. However, by the end of September, this inventory level has decreased to around 10,000 tons of copper metal. Now I will provide the update on community dialogue. MMG remains committed to working closely with the government of Peru and community members for transparent and constructive dialogue. Progress has been made in discussions with the Huancuire community on Chalcobamba, with an agreement on the regulations for the dialogue process reached on the 13th of September. With the participation of the government of Peru and the new negotiating commission of the Huancuire community formed in July, we have established the agenda and recommenced the formal dialogue process on the 2nd of October. MMG is optimistic that more lasting agreements for the development of Las Bambas can be achieved. Now, turning to the Las Bambas outlook for 2023. We anticipate Las Bambas copper production to be in the range of 285,000 tons and 305,000 tons. This revised guidance reflects the stability in operations since March and positions us at the higher end of our original guidance for 2023. Additionally, C1 costs for Las Bambas are now expected to fall within the range of $1.65 and $1.75 per pound. This reduction in cost is attributed to production being at the high end of the previous guidance range and higher by-product credit. Moving on to Kinsevere. During the third quarter, copper cathode production decreased by 16% compared to the same period in 2022, resulting in a quarterly production of around 12,000 tons. This decline was primarily attributed to lower throughputs as a result of unstable power supply from the national grid. Power supply stability is increasing, and copper production increased by 8% on the second quarter of this year. I'm pleased to report that the construction progress of a Kinsevere expansion project remains on track. During the third quarter, we completed the mechanical construction of the cobalt plant. The commissioning of the cobalt plant began in September and will continue in the fourth quarter. Additionally, the pre-stripping of Sokoroshe 2 is on track, with the establishment of all mining infrastructure and the construction of 30 kilometer whole road connecting to the satellite site to the Kinsevere plant. The initial phase of Sokoroshe 2 contains oxide ore and expected to contribute to reducing reliance on third party ore. Looking ahead, our primary focus will be on the construction of the sulfide plant, which includes the concentrator, roaster, gas cleaning, and acid plant facilities. We expect first quarter cathode from sulfides to be produced in 2024, with full ramp-up completed in 2025. The Kinsevere expansion project is projected to extend the mine life to 2035. And increase annual production up to 100,000 tons of copper equivalent production once we reach full ramp-up in 2025. Our expectation of full-year copper production has been adjusted to a range of 43,000 to 48,000 tons, which is towards the higher end of the previous guidance. We anticipate C1 cost to remain between US$3.50 and $3.35 per pound. The range is $3.15 and $3.35 per pound. I will now move on to our Australian operations. Dugal River and Rosebery. At Dugal River, we produced approximately 47,000 tons of zinc in the third quarter, which is 4% lower compared to the same quarter last year, but 30% higher than the previous quarter. Additionally, Dugal River achieved a 1% increase in lead production compared to the prior corresponding period, and a 51% increase compared to the previous quarter. The mine has achieved full production rates following the ramp up in the second quarter. The processing plant's performance remains strong, achieving a zinc recovery rate of 90.6% and a record high lead recovery rate of 69.3%, driven by continuous operational improvement activities. Supported by the strong and stable operations during the third quarter, Dugal River now expects a production range of 140,000 tons to 150,000 tons of zinc in zinc concentrate, which is toward the higher end of the previous guidance. The C1 cost in 2023 is expected to remain in the range of US$1.05 to US$1.20 per pound. At Rosebery, we produced around 12,000 tons of zinc in zinc concentrate and 5,000 tons of lead in lead concentrate during the third quarter of 2023. This represented a 2% and 15% increase in zinc and lead production, respectively, compared to the prior corresponding period, primarily due to a higher milled ore grades resulting from the mining sequence, partially offset by lower mill throughput. Rosebery is now expected to produce between 48,000 tons and 53,000 tons of zinc in zinc concentrate in 2023. This is below the prior guidance due to lost production time in the fourth quarter related to the bushfire incident, slower stope turnover reflecting challenges with mining at depth, and lower than expected mill ore grades due to mining sequence. C1 cost at Ilsbury is expected to be at the lower end of prior guidance of $0.35 and 50 cents per pound, approximately due to higher byproduct grades and strong precious metal prices. I will now hand it over to the moderator to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Jimmy Fang from Citi. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the sharing. Can you hear me clearly? Hello.
Yeah, Jimmy, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, it's very clear. Okay, thank you. I just want to have a quick check for the cost guidance for Las Bambas. I have seen that the cost guidance has revised down, but it still implies a higher cost in the second half than the first half, despite a higher run rate in the second half. So I want to check what's the main reason for a higher cost in second half, and what should we expect regarding the Las Bambas into next year? This is the first question. And the second question for the Hong Kong negotiation and also the Chalcobamba project. So if the development can commence by end of this year, let's say in November or December, when do you expect the Chalcobamba will contribute some copper volume? Thanks.
Yeah, Jimmy, I'll take the first question. It's Ross. I'll take the first question on the LB cost guidance. It is true. And part of the reason why the cost guidance is a little bit conservative is because we never quite know when we might get roadblocks and other sort of social type issues. Now, that I think our expectation is, with the state of emergency being extended into December, that we do expect for this quarter to have a clear run at the operations. But having said that, we probably are maintaining a bit of conservatism. And it's also, too, with this clearer run at the operations, we do spend more money in the community and development programs then as well, in addition to the sort of ongoing operating costs. So, hopefully if everything goes well for this quarter, you know, we should finish at the lower side of the guidance again. So I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, that's clear. Okay. That's good. Good to hear that.
And then I think with Juan Kiri, our plan is, I guess, discussions have commenced with Juan Kiri, and our plan is we're hoping to have access by the start of the year. Now, unfortunately, that would occur in the rainy season, so it would take us 3 to 4 months to do the development and, you know, build roads and the like. So we're then hoping to get mining access in about April of next year, and then have first ore sometime around July or August. So that's sort of the plan. I think, you know, that would be similar to what we gave, the message we gave at the last update.
Okay, got it. So just want to confirm, so the production will start in around July or August of next year, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Just we would, you know, do pre-strip.
Okay.
Just, yeah, removing the waste in that sort of April to July period. So that's the plan, but obviously it's subject to us reaching agreement with the community.
Yeah. Got it. Very clear. Thanks for the sharing. I have no further questions.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Your next question comes from Chris Hsu from Balyasny Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you very much, management team, and congratulations on the upward revision for the guidance. My question is, so regarding the emergency period, so it's been extended to December 12th. Do you expect that to be further continued? And I mean, has that been, you know, the main reason for the relatively, you know, peaceful and stable conditions at Las Bambas?
Thank you, Chris. There's no doubt the state of emergency has been a huge help during this year, and we're almost kind of down to normal stock levels at site, which is fantastic. Alongside that, we haven't stopped the dialogue processes in the communities along the whole road, and we are working really hard with those communities to make sure that you know, we could work successfully under without a state of emergency. The government is working with us, and the state of emergency has been extended, if you want, to allow those conversations to take place, for us to reach in the enduring agreements, as we put it, with those communities, and to be able to operate like this in an extended period. So I don't want to flag the government's intentions. It's up to them about what happens after December. What we're trying to do is work with the communities along the haul road, around the mine, to get those kind of agreements in place such that blocking the road is of no great interest to them, because they've got a relationship with us that is working. And it has been a much better year on that progress along the haul road. And I think just while I'm here, the Huancuire negotiation also is underway, very intense at the moment, and meeting regularly. And we're working really hard with those communities to come to an agreement. We're not there yet, but as Ross said, we have a clear plan, and we're hoping to get the community across the line to work with us.
Got it. Thank you very much. And one other question is regarding the DRC. So given the upcoming election, do you see any sort of, you know, differences, you know, for the various, you know, candidates, you know, towards our operation in future in the DRC?
Yeah, Chris, at this stage, operation remains normal. We don't see any issues at this stage.
Got it. So you don't expect the election outcome to have, you know, any major impact on your operation one way or the other?
No, we don't anticipate any potential issues impact.
And Chris, we've been through a couple of elections in Congo, and we've never had a kind of site-based impact before. And this election is probably, yeah, as far as the DRC elections go, not looking as controversial as many in the past. So we're in a good place, I think.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. We'll now pause a moment to allow for any final questions. The next question comes from Lawrence Lau from BOCI. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my questions. I have two questions. First of all, regarding Rosebery, it seems like that you're revising down the guidance for in terms of output. I just wonder the output seems to be under pressure. I wonder how long this mine can carry on, say, producing the metals at a similar output as 2003 for how long, or actually you're expecting gradually decline output for the, say, next few years? That's the first question. And second question is that now you seems to the development of Chalcobamba seems to be delayed a bit. So can you offer an update regarding the CapEx for this year? Is there any revision to that because of that delay? Thank you.
Yeah, Lawrence, I'll answer the first one regarding the Rosebery production. So as we sort of currently, majority of the ore source, zinc ore source, is comes from lower part of the ore body, which is about 1.8 kilometres below surface level.
So at that depth, you know, obviously we're experiencing some production challenges in terms of ground pressures and then ground support, and then long haulage as well. But the team is busy working on other ore sources, you know, at the middle and then upper level of the mine. We still believe there's a potential extensions from the previous working areas. So that program is in progress. On the other hand, the Rosebery is always enjoy the precious metal byproduct credit. We do see that byproduct credit continue to be strong to support Rosebery going forward. You know, looking at the history of 80 odd years from Rosebery, so we firmly believe with the current work in hand, will continue to extend. You know, in terms of zinc, maybe we see a short term, you know, there's a bit of an impact from the mining at depth, but overall, with byproduct, strong byproduct credit, you know, we still see Rosebery will sustain the current operation and extend the life in the near future. Thank you.
Yeah. And if I could add to that too, Lawrence, that and as Nan has mentioned, the byproduct credit, so Rosebery still has a very competitive C1 cost, and that then flows through to the C3 cost. So even though the zinc production has dropped, it is still profitable. So sure, we'd like it to be more profitable, but it is still profitable, so it's not like the operation's in doubt. And in your last other question in relation to the Chalcobamba development, the Chalcobamba CapEx is not overly capital intensive because it's really just a matter of building access roads and some minor infrastructure for the Chalcobamba pit. And then the ore gets carted back to Ferrobamba where the main processing plant and concentrator is. So, you'll probably see if Chalcobamba doesn't sort of commence major ramp up, you know, in the balance of this year, the CapEx will be on the lower side of guidance. But Chalcobamba itself is not having a significant impact on CapEx, where the delay hurts is the revenue and profitability.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Anyang Lee from DBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for giving me an opportunity for questions. Congratulations on your good production result. My question is about the first one is the Las Bambas. So how much, what is your expectation of the production volume in the Las Bambas, including Chalcobamba in 2024? And what do you expect about the Chalcobamba C1 cost when the mine is fully ramped up? And that is the second question. And the third question is, I'm just wondering which part of production cost is most affected by inflation? And then also, what is the cost, what is the contribution of labor cost to your total production cost? That is the third question regarding the cost. And then last one, I'm wondering, you know, the company's outlook on the copper prices going forward. That is the first question.
Thanks for the questions. Firstly, in regards to 2024, we're doing our budget at the moment. Roughly this year we'll do 300,000 tonnes, and we've said once we get Chalcobamba in the mix and